My friend, I want to take just a few minutes to share with you an opportunity where you and I can potentially get together to work on your real estate investing business to help get you unstuck, to do so in an environment of other successful, like-minded real estate investors and in a world-class setting. So if that has piqued your interest in any way, I want you to just take a few minutes to listen to what I have to say. So, you know, being born and raised in Miami, my family and I have always visited and spent some time in the Florida Keys. In fact, it's one of my favorite places in the world. And, you know, just in July, I spent my 40th birthday there with my family. We rented a nice house on the water. And I was talking to my wife and I said, you know, I'd love to share this with the right group of people. And I got to thinking. And so what I have decided to do is I am going to be renting a beautiful house on the water with a pool. And I'm going to host the first Flip Empire experience at this house. It's going to be for a very small, select group of people. It's going to be very intimate, probably somewhere between 8 and 12 people max, if that at all. And I just want to take an opportunity to share this with you. So if you have any interest at all in getting together with like-minded individuals, people that are going to walk alongside you, people that are going to hold you accountable, people that have already achieved a certain level of success in their business, you know, so if you're just getting started in this business, if you haven't done any deals, I really appreciate you. I love the fact that you're listening to this podcast, wanting to learn and to grow. But this is not for you. So this first Flip Empire experience is going to be, if you've already done deals, if you've already, if you're already making money and you want to, you know, as they say, take it to another level and you want to do so, you want to network with the right people. You want to go deep on what's working, what's not working, and help you get unstuck, essentially remove any roadblocks or barriers that are preventing you from getting to, you know, from where you are today to where you want to go. And you want to do so in a place where people aren't going to judge you and people are just going to, like, you know, help you essentially, help you get from where you are to where you want to go. And in some cases, it might be even something on the personal side that's masking itself as a business challenge, but it's actually a personal challenge. But if you see the value in that and you want to do so with the right people, in the Florida Keys in an amazing location, and you want to experience what this is all about, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to head over to flipempire.com/private. There's going to be a very, very short web form there. And that's going to essentially start the process where you and I can connect and see if ultimately this is the right fit. I will tell you, there is going to be an investment involved. It's not going to be anything crazy, $20,000, $25,000. It's not going to be anything like that. But if you're already doing deals and if you know there's another level, if you know there's an opportunity where getting together in an inspiring location with the right people and just essentially removing anything that's preventing you from getting to where you want to go and help you accomplish your goals, head over to flipempire.com/private. And that's going to jumpstart the process essentially of us connecting and seeing if you are the right fit for the first Flip Empire experience that I'm going to be hosting. Really, really looking forward to it. Again, if you think this is for you, there's no commitments, no obligations, just take a few minutes to fill out the web form and you and I will connect on a call. I'll answer any questions you have and ultimately determine if this would make sense for both of us. So head over to flipempire.com/private. And if that's you, I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
All right, my friend, I'm coming at you with episode 459 here. My name is Alex Pardo. If you are tuning into the Flip Empire Show for the first time, it's a pleasure to have you. And if you have been here for a while, welcome back, my friends. Again, my name is Alex Pardo. I'm super, super just pumped and excited. I actually have an announcement to make at some point in this podcast. So you will have to listen and you will want to tune in, because it's going to be a must watch, must listen type stuff. But before I get into the heart and the meat of today's episode, I really want to encourage you guys to check out episode 454 with my good buddy and partner, Steve Cavanaugh, that he and I run our Ascend Mastermind and Coaching Community. And, you know, episode 454 is titled Untold Reflections from Our Most Recent Ascend Mastermind Retreat, which happened at the beginning of August. In fact, we are gearing up to have our final retreat for 2020 in just a week and a half or so. And I'm really, really excited. We got some just incredible people, savvy investors, sharp entrepreneurs that are coming in from around the country for our live in-person retreat. And it's just such an incredible time that he and I get to work with the high caliber people, get in that room and really share what's going on in our lives and in our businesses. So really excited. If you want to kind of get an inside look at that without getting, without us revealing the intimate nature of some of the conversations, because obviously that's all confidential, make sure you check out that episode, Untold Reflections, from our most recent Ascend Mastermind Retreat at episode 454. You can check that out on the Flip Empire Show, flipempire.com. You can catch it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and all the usual podcast platforms. So without further ado, I want to jump into today's episode. So today's episode is all about single families, single family rentals more specifically, and does it provide passive income? So I want to kind of give you the genesis of the inspiration behind recording this podcast episode, what this has turned into, which is going to tie into the announcement that I have on this show. My good friend Tom Kroll, who is just is a thought leader and has really helped, you know, many people get started wholesaling in our industry, and has transitioned now and is just helping people with money and their finances and et cetera. He put out a post not too long ago, and his post was his post read, "Do single family rentals provide passive income? Do single family rentals provide passive income?" And there were 64 comments. Okay. Now, I'm not going to sit here and read to you every single comment, but I am going to cherry pick some of the common thoughts that people had as it relates to, you know, do single family rentals provide passive income? And I want you to think, if you were going to answer that question, what do you think? So if you have rentals, does it provide passive income? If you don't have rentals, do you think rentals, you know, provide passive income? And I guess really the conversation needs to start with, what's your definition of passive income, right? Because everything requires some level of effort or input in the beginning. There's always something that has to be done, right? And I don't want to label here and say always. I hate to speak in absolute, so maybe I should kind of append that statement. But by 99% of the time, my belief is that something needs to be done, even if it's as simple as sending a wire transfer, right, for somebody to manage an investment for you, or maybe it's something has to get done. A phone call has to be made to a stockbroker if you're going to invest in a stock, or you're taking some sort of action online, or you're sending, like, even at the bare minimum, there's something required from you, right? I can't think of anything in which absolute nothing is required of you. You don't have to do anything, even make a phone call, send a text, send a wire, and you're just going to get passive income, right? I don't know if that exists. I don't believe it exists. So having said that, the conversation quickly started off with, you know, the fact that rentals require a certain level of management. Now, that could be in-house management, or that could be a property management company. But either way, you know, the consensus was that by simple fact that rentals require some level of management, it's not truly passive. It's not passive income, right? Because if you manage it in-house, that's certainly not passive. That takes time, right? Sometimes you got to turn over your units. Sometimes you have to repair the property. Sometimes you got to deal with tenant issues. I mean, there's any number of active tasks or requirements, you know, that are going to need to be performed when you're managing real estate, specifically rental properties. Now, if you have a property management company, you still got to manage the property management company, right? Like, you're still in contact with them. There's still a level. Now, it's much less work than if you were managing it in-house, and you're probably giving up 10% of the rental income in order to have somebody manage it for you. But is it truly passive if somebody else is managing it for you, right? by and large, the answers were no, it's not, because you still have to manage somebody else, or maybe you hired a property management a property manager in-house where you still got to manage that person. There's still some level of reporting. Then the conversation kind of transitioned to, some people said, well, yeah, it could be passive if you have, you know, if you do a joint venture, if you have a partnership. Right. I can tell you that. So I own some rental, some free and clear rental properties in a particular part of Cleveland, Ohio. And one of those properties I own with a friend of mine, and that buddy of mine, for him, it's been truly passive. Now, he had to initially send the wire. Right. And so we have it structured where he funded the purchase, he funded the rehab, and so we have a certain split, percentage split. And then I manage the property management company. Okay, when it comes to that particular rental. For my buddy, we had some initial conversations about the investment. He had to send a wire. Every now and then, you know, we connect on how that, you know, it's been pretty smooth. You know, the tenant pays on time every single month. We haven't really had any work orders or any maintenance issues. So for the most part, it's been pretty passive for him. But again, he still had to do something. There were conversations that were had. There was a wire that was sent. There's ongoing conversations every month to 2 months-ish, right? Depending on what's going on. So I think it boils back to, what's your definition of passive? If you're thinking of passion as push button simple, and you're just going to have money coming, you know, just getting deposited into your account, then it's not passive. And I'm just kind of scrolling down the line here. There was a healthy debate. You know, some people did think, yes, it's passive. It's just not really easy to scale. And I'm going to circle back to one particular comment, because I think that's going to lead into my announcement. But, you know, other people said, yes, it's passive if you buy at the right price. You know, the money's made when you buy, not when you rent or when you sell. You know, other people felt, no, it's certainly not passive. You know, you've never owned rentals if you think it is passive. Again, some people were saying it is if it's managed by a group of professionals. And then there were several people that said, look, technically there's no such thing as passive income, right? Like, other than like, if you're looking at, stocks, you know, dividends and interest and stuff like that. But to my point, there's still something that has to get done, right? You know, I'm scrolling down the list here, you know, but there was a healthy debate. You know, my buddy Gabe Garcia commented that it really depends on how you structure the investment. It can be passive with the right structure and with the right partnerships. And so that, you know, that got several comments. And then the conversation switched to multifamily versus single family. And this is where the announcement portion of the podcast comes in. So several people were saying that, you know, obviously with multifamily, you have the economies of scale. You know, you have multiple units, usually under one roof or under a handful of roofs or whatever. With single family, it's hard to scale. Like, you need to own just many, many single families. And, you know, some people were even saying that, hey, if you have 20 single families or less, you're breaking even at best. Right. And some people that own a mix of multifamily and single family were saying, hey, I'm trying to sell off my single family so I can convert more to multifamily. And then my buddy Dave Payerchin, who he and I are in a mastermind together, I'm trying to find his comment here. He said, if I could just find it. Okay, he said, you know, yes, it's you're right. It's not easy to scale single family when compared to buying one apartment building. However, if, and I'm reading his comment here, however, if patient and prudent in your single family rental portfolio building, meaning like the process of building the portfolio, the single family will end up far richer. And that got some interesting, you know, some interesting comments. And so, let me fast forward, another friend of mine, Adam Adams, who, by the way, is just an incredible name. Adam Adams, he said, the income is usually not passive and the expenses get really high in the single family, whereas one roof or one kitchen costs you your profits for 18 months straight. And he's actually the one that said, most people who have less than 20 single family units say they break even at best. Caleb Pearson, you know, agreed. And it just, it was an interesting debate that got a lot of a lot of comments, and it started a really, really good dialogue. So, excuse me, guys. So here's what I was thinking of doing. You know, we're right now, depending on when you're listening to this, we're in the election season, And not too long ago, we had the first presidential debate, which was an absolute train wreck in many ways. And this isn't to turn this podcast into, you know, are you left versus right and who are you voting for and all that good stuff, right? But what I got to thinking was, I am going to host the first ever Flip Empire debate. And what I mean by that is I invited four friends of mine on the show. Two of them are pro single family rent, a portfolio of single family rentals. The other two are against that and are pro multifamily. So let me go ahead and announce who is going to be on this first debate. And I believe I'm going to be hosting this live. It's going to be roughly about 90 minutes. There are going to be some questions I'm going to be asking each side, and we're going to have a healthy debate. And so I think this can be very, first of all, I think it could be entertaining. Most importantly, I think it could be very educational for you. You know, you might be on the multifamily side, you might be on the single family side, you might be on somewhere in the middle, or you might just not know or have any idea. And so I hope to bring some clarity to the subject and to the topic. And I got four awesome people that have a tremendous amount of experience. These are thought leaders, educators in many regards, active real estate investors, own collectively thousands and thousands and thousands of units and have done thousands of real estate transactions. So on the single family side, number one, my friend and somebody who has who's mentored me in many ways, Mr. Rob Swanson, owner of FreedomSoft, very active real estate investor. He's got about 20 plus years of experience. He has built multi-million dollar real estate funds, he's taken down hundreds and hundreds of properties, and is just as knowledgeable and experienced as they come. He's going to be representing the single family side of the equation. And then Dave Peyrchin, who I give credit to kind of kicking off and being the spark for this conversation. He says that he's got a very interesting thesis as to why building a single family rental portfolio will come out, will make you far richer than investing in multifamily. And then on the multifamily side, I got my good friend, Mr. Tim Bratz. Just recently had him on the show. He owns over 4,000 apartment units, some of them by himself, some with partners. He invests in other deals. He has people invest in his. So extremely, extremely knowledgeable. He got started in real estate right around the same time I did, 2005 or so. Great, great dude. He's going to be representing the multifamily side. And then Mr. Rod Cleef, who's got an amazing podcast. He and Tim both put on events teaching people how to invest in multifamily. Again, great podcast, great guy, extremely knowledgeable, another thought leader and educator in our space. And so Tim Bratz and Rod Cleef are going to represent the multifamily side, Dave Peyrchin and Rob Swanson, the single family side. And we're going to have a healthy debate. And we may even, if we do this live, we may even take your questions. So here's what I want to do. First of all, we haven't announced the dates yet or the date for this debate. It's probably, you know what? I don't even want to say when it's probably going to be. I want you to tune in to my social media. On Facebook, facebook.com/AlexPardo15. And on Instagram at AlexPardo25. Be on the lookout. Make sure that we're connected on social media so that I can let you know when this debate is going to take place, how you can be involved. If you have questions, I want you to send them to me, alex@flipempire.com. Any question you have about building a single family rental portfolio, investing in multifamily, pros, cons, which one is better, what should you do, you know, whatever you have as it relates to this particular subject, I want you to send me an email, alex@flipempire.com. I'm in the process of collecting some questions, and I'm going to be choosing the ones that I think are going to be really, really relevant and helpful for you as the audience, as I kind of host and moderate between these four titans. So really, really excited to do this. And I wanted to announce it here. This is the first time I'm announcing it. Now, I'm not sure. I think this is going to be released here in about a week or two. So you may have already seen something on social media, but again, I want to make this interactive. I want to make it entertaining. I want to make it fun. And I want to make sure that it impacts you and it helps you if you are thinking about building a single family rental portfolio, if you're thinking about getting a multifamily. Maybe you're already seasoned vets and pros that listen to the show. Maybe you already have a portfolio of single families, and maybe you're thinking of trading those in for multis. or maybe it's a hybrid approach for you, and anything in between. I want you involved in this. I want to make this fun. So send me your questions, alex@flipempire.com. And I'm really, really looking forward to having, these four just incredible people, inspiring entrepreneurs, very successful, each in their own right. And they have a lot to share. And I'm looking forward to kind of sandwiching myself in the middle and being the conduit to make sure that you have the questions that you have answered, and just provide some quality content. So looking forward to it, my friends. Make sure we're connected on social media. Facebook and Instagram are the two main ones. And if you have any questions in the meantime, reach out to me, alex@flipempire.com. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you on the next show. Signing off. Have a great day.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.